going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The NFL Draft, Game 3. Of the Pistons-Knicks series, as I'm watching the Knicks game in here right now, I've tried to be really positive. I've tried to kick that conversation about they're the better team and they're the better coach team. And like they came out with a certain energy tonight, but they're being matched. Basketball is a game of runs. The Pistons just went on a 10-0 run, as you heard Ak just mentioned. Before that, they had a 9-0 run in the first quarter, and it's just like they just have answers. The Knicks still can't defend the three. Now Tim Hardaway Jr. has come alive. And as much talk as we heard about, like, how young these Pistons are, it's Tim Hardaway Jr., it's Tobias Harris, it's Dennis Schroeder who are coming up big. So, I mean, we're about to lock in on the draft. It's inside 8 o'clock. The draft has begun. Roger Goodell is riding a bike on stage. You know how they ride the bikes to practice during the preseason in Wisconsin with the cheese heads? Like, you know, I guess the symbolism there, but... Last thing on the Knicks before we leave the Knicks alone for a while, and we probably won't tap in with the Knicks until the third quarter after halftime. Tim Hardaway Jr. has 18 points. He's 5 of 5 from 3. You gotta come on. You gotta get a hand in his face. Cade Cunningham has 11. Dennis Schroeder has 11 off the bench. So for the Knicks, Karl-Anthony Towns leads them with 13. They're getting him going, but Karl-Anthony Towns wants to shoot. He's 3 for 6 from 3. He's got to kind of, you know, get in there and bully it up in the paint. OG Anunoby's got 10 points. And clearly Brunson, who said it's on him to be a facilitator to find guys more, he's got 2 assists. He's only got 5 points. And I'll leave it at that. Right now it's 43-39 Pistons with about 6 minutes to go before we get to the half. Oh, look at this. Lil Wayne on stage, James Jones on stage. You got to love the draft and how they play into the themes of the location. I remember it used to just be at Radio City Music Hall. I went there my senior year of high school for the draft. That was the year we went to sleep. We woke up the next day. It wasn't Reggie Bush. It was Mario Williams from NC State. And he went to the Texans. Yep, my memory serves me correctly. 888-808-1019. In this hour, we expect the Jets and Giants to pick. And let's take these calls before we get there. Mitchell is in Queens. Mitchell, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you? I love the excitement. So just to piggyback on some of the things that people let off with before, I do think there's a more recent, and I don't know if there's someone more recent than him who was drafted third overall as a receiver, and that would be Braylon Edwards. Thought that's one.
Browns, and right?
2005.
Was he drafted by the, like, it's not smart to draft a wide receiver. There's these wide receivers now, you can get them in the 20s and they're impact players. But yeah, go on.
I want to talk about, the guy was talking about Iowa football before. So as a Jets fan, the last 10 years, I've been more of an NFL fan than a Jets fan because there's nothing to watch. And my favorite player to watch in the league is George Kittle. And listening to Thomas Dimitroff earlier on BT and Sal was like, we got to have him. If this guy could be even a fourth of what George Kittle is, that's that. And for me, the Jets have four major needs: defensive tackle, offensive line, receiver, and tight end. And one thing I think to watch out with, which I want to hear your opinion on, some Mason Graham, I have a feeling, is going to slip and someone's going to get a gem in him. And I would not be upset if the Jets, if he's there at seven, if the Jets take him, but Tyler Warren is my guy.
You can't go wrong either way. Thanks for the call, Mitchell. I think Tyler Warren can be better than George Kittle. That's his comp. But like you guys know, especially if you play fantasy football, George Kittle a lot of time is feast or famine, boom or bust. Sometimes he is nothing. Other times he's got three touchdowns. And I look at Tyler Warren as a bigger body. I look at him as a better runner of the ball. He's more violent. George Kittle has been great, but he's kind of, you know, tailoring off. Tyler Warren is a beast. Tyler Warren is a different level, and he can do so many things. You can line him up, obviously, in the line, hand in the dirt. You could put him out in the slot. You could put him in the backfield. You could put him under center. You want to run a tush push and protect Justin Fields? This kid is lined up under center, played a quarterback in high school. I don't know. I'm locked in on the Jets getting Tyler Warren, but Mason Graham, he's a big boy on the you know, interior defensive line that is going to be problems for a lot of people. But I don't want to compare him to Mozzie Smith. I think I said this before. You know, the Dallas Cowboys have taken two defensive linemen out of Michigan in the last 10 years or whatever, Taco Charlton and Mozzie Smith, and they've both been busts. I think Mason Graham is going to be more like Aiden Hutchinson coming out of Michigan, who's clearly not a bust. And now the Titans are on the clock. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. That's my... Zoo's laughing at me like... I'm not a sports like geek or nerd, but I get geeked up. I am a football guy. I'm a baseball guy too, and a basketball guy. But like football is different. Like I would say, football is a sport one that I played. I've said a thousand times I wouldn't be on WFAN right now if I didn't go to school playing college football and get my degree. But like football is a sport that from I think like five, all of it from the draft and. And you know, when they started showing us the combine and college football, I remember there were years when I was a kid and I didn't put two and two together that college football players went to class. So on Saturdays, I was watching college football like it was just minor league baseball. Like, I love football, man. I'm American. I'm a young guy who you know, watched TV and picked up a football and went outside to throw it and play. I had the thought today. It was warm today. I'm like, damn, it's a draft today. I want to throw the football. I wish I had somebody to throw the football with. I'm looking at my son. He's two. I'm like, he's not there yet. We were playing football in the house the other day. All he wants to do is, like, eat the ball and, like, run into the couch. And I'm trying to teach him, like, you know, blue 15, red 88, set up, set up. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to teach him handoff. His handoff, I'm like, yeah, you're the running back. I'm the quarterback. In a few years, I'll have a permanent guy to make play catch with me. I think by the time my son is like five or six, but I don't know how that's going to go either because I'm throwing the ball at him hard and he's probably not going to have too much fun until he gets a little bit older. Then, you know, I dream of the day that my son is throwing the ball hard at me where I'm like, I can't do this anymore. That day will never come. I don't think he'll ever be able to throw the ball hard enough to make me not want to have a catch with him. 888-808-1019. Harry and Clifton on the Fan next as we await the first pick in the NFL draft 8 minutes from now.
Hey, Keith, how are you? You're my number one pick on the Fan, I'll tell you that much.
You guys are too nice. That's two callers that have selected me number one overall.
No, I got to tell you, you bring logic to the Fan, and that's what is being missed on a lot of shows. But in any event, I don't have much faith in Shione or Shane, whatever the hell his name is, and Dabo. And I don't have much faith in the Giants' scouting. I mean, we failed miserably on their first draft. I mean, I don't think Thibodeau is a very good linebacker. If you watch him rush the quarterback, he's got one move, and that's it. You never see him dip inside or go to a rush from another position. And then, of course, Evan Neal, who should have been moved to guard in the second year. Now he's still a project, and he's going to be moved to guard this year from what I read. But in a perfect world, I would like the Giants to get Abdul Carter and Jackson Dart. I like Jackson Dart. He's played a lot of games. Eli Manning, coming from Ole Miss, has given him thumbs up. So anything Eli says, I'm going to, you know, in God we trust, in Eli we trust. So that would be my perfect 1-2 draft picks for the Giants. But lastly, you don't build a team with a number one pick and hitting the number one pick. You build a team with your later draft picks. And that's something the Giants have not been able to do.
Thanks for the call, Harry. And you know what? You just made me think of something. Like, when these guys came from Buffalo, why were they brought from Buffalo? It always gets positioned as Josh Allen. They picked Josh Allen, developed Josh Allen. They also brought Buffalo back to relevance by building through the draft, by hitting on players that they selected, and then just bringing in guys like a Stephon Diggs, you know, bringing in a Von Miller, but having, for the most part, guys that they drafted from like Tre'Davious White, who I actually saw just signed a one-year contract to go back there, Matt Milano, I don't know, I'm blanking on some of the top picks that they drafted and landed. And, you know, that was the thing about Buffalo. How did they return to prominence? How did, you know, McDermott's team get built? Well, Shane and not Dable was a coach, but like they built Buffalo through the draft. So I think the Giants are on their way to doing that. They made mistakes with the two top picks that they had a few years back with Kayvon and Evan Neal, but nobody thought that they were mistakes at the time. That's the thing. And I think back then, when you talk about the Giants scouts, they were kind of inheriting some old scouts and some old pieces, and also inheriting, you know, Gettleman's roster and living off some of his decisions. I'm going more off, and there's been way more misses than hits, but I'm going more off of last year's class. Shane hit on most of those guys in that draft class. They got to do that again, and I don't think that they can screw it up tonight. If they're able to get Abdul Carter at 3, if he's there and they punch that ticket, good. And then if they're able to trade back in from 34 in the second round to wherever they get to in the first round to get a Jackson Dart or Shador Sanders, many people are leaning Jackson Dart, from all the ties from Ole Miss with Eli to Carson Shane, his the GM's son posting him on Instagram, to, I guess, you know, Shane's daughter going to Ole Miss, and Dart being a more of a mobile quarterback, and people saying that, like, I literally heard Todd McShay say that Shador is not going to be drafted because Dable doesn't want him. Like, he's not a Dable guy. And after watching both of them and meeting with both of them, Jackson Dart is more of a Brian Dable guy. Well, you should pick the guy that your head coach, who is so highly regarded in NFL circles. Aaron Rodgers just said he has a beautiful football mind. You know, Todd McShay, I've been paying a lot of attention to. He's like, he talks about how Brian Dable can coach a guy up. And you've seen it. You've seen him get the most out of Tyrod Taylor, the most out of Tommy DeVito. Okay, let's throw right now to the draft. Here comes the first pick.
2025 NFL draft. The Tennessee Titans select Cameron Ward, quarterback, Miami.
Shocker. They just spent 3 minutes showing Shador Sanders highlights. I don't know why. Shador Sanders and Cam Ward work out together. I forget the name of their quarterback coach. But yeah, shocker. Done. Now, this is what I'll say, Giants fans, before we take a call here. I've been saying this. I think I heard Big Mac talk about it 2 nights ago. And I think he mentioned Sean Morris said something, too, about it. Remember this day. You had the number one pick a few months back, losing 10 games in a row. Remember this day. If this kid comes into the NFL playing in the AFC South against the Colts, who their starting quarterback might be Daniel Jones, playing against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who might draft a running back at 5, and they have a new GM and new regime, new head coach, and the Houston Texans, who seem to be all right or in the right hands, but there's no guarantee what they're going to be. Cam Ward is talking about winning a Super Bowl as a rookie. He already came out there with the quote saying he wants to be the first rookie quarterback to win a Super Bowl. You will be haunted by him, similar to the way you're haunted by Jaden Daniels. Oh, wow, they're moving fast. Cleveland's pick is in. Wait, they're trading the pick. Cleveland is trading their pick to Jacksonville. Oh, see, let the games begin. So now it's here. Like, who do they want? It's not the running back. It can't be. Do they want Abdul Carter? Or do they want, oh, now I'm intrigued. They want Travis Hunter. And you know what it was? Before they won a game or two, I think they were in the top two or three picks, and people were putting mock drafts together saying Travis Hunter was going to go to Jacksonville. They want Travis Hunter. Interesting now. I gotta end this show because I want to lock in. I want to go on Twitter. I want to see what people are talking about. This is all happening in real time. Let's take a call from Gary in Waterbury while we wait to see what the Jacksonville Jaguars will do with the number two overall pick.
McFair the Cavalier.
Keith.
And Foo Philly and Foo Soto. And shouts to my man Rinaldi, my man LeMay, my brother Doug. And I don't know what the Giants are going to do, and I'm not sure that they know either, but I would accept trade offers, you know, just like Cleveland did. I'll move down this year to move up next year to take Arch.
We're about to know what they're going to do. Because if the Jaguars take Travis Hunter, they're going to stay put at three and take Abdul Carter.
Yeah, but we're not winning anything in this division anytime soon. There's no chance. No matter who we get. When, but I'll put all my eggs in the Arch Manning basket. And what position do you want Dallas to draft? What position do you want for them?
Wide receiver, Teteroa McMillan from Arizona at 12. If he's still there, you take him. If he's not there, you got to just take the best available player, and they have a lot of holes.
All right. Love you, dog. Thanks for squeezing me in.
Thanks for the call, Gary. So I'm in real time refreshing Twitter. I'm trying to see what they gave up, right? Jordan Schultz with the comp. The Browns received the 5th overall pick. That's where the Jaguars were picking. The 36th overall pick. So they sent them their first and second round pick in this draft. The 126th overall pick. So they sent them their first, second, and fourth round pick. And their first round pick next year. It's got to be Travis Hunter. It's got to be Travis Hunter. And if it is, I'm about to text my cousin Frankie like, Duval. We got a break. This is great. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. It is 54-49 Knicks with 2:33 left in the second quarter. We are waiting in the next 4 minutes to know who the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to take. Let's hit this break. When we come back, more of your calls, more conversation around the NFL draft.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You will be able to cut into the coverage of the draft. Let's go right now to the second pick from Green Bay.
And with the second pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Travis Hunter, wide receiver, defensive back from Colorado.
Duval, the Heisman Trophy winner, is going to the Ville, going down to Jacksonville. The New York Giants are on the clock. 888-808-1019, you got to love that. A couple things about that while we wait on the Giants pick, and we'll probably go right to it so that it's not short, so that we get, you know, to it quickly, and it's not, you know, us being right up against it. Obviously, we're juggling these things in real time. The new GM of the Jacksonville Jaguars, as I talked about, you know, they are starting over. Like, it's crazy. We were just talking about them taking Ashton Jeanty at 5 and how that would be a mistake. Nah. These guys have come out and asserted themselves. Their new GM is 34 years old. I'm trying to find his name right now, but that's a bold move. That's how you win in the NFL. Go get a player that can play two positions. So it's 2-for-1 deal. If he's not a great receiver or it doesn't pan out as a corner, whatever, you figure the other one out. But if he is able to play both, you have a unicorn. You have a, not Shohei Ohtani, it's harder to do what Ohtani does, but a Shohei Ohtani type player that's must-see TV in the NFL. 888-808-1019. 34, his name is James Gladstone, the NFL's youngest general manager. In his first day on the job, really, he comes out swinging and he hits a home run. I'm telling you, this kid, and good for Travis, too, and good for his family. He's from the South. I'm trying to figure out where his dad was at, because he's from West Palm Beach, Florida. And his dad was under, like, okay, the Giants pick is in. Let's go. Oh, I just saw it hop up on the screen. I'm like, I don't want to be talking over it. This is huge right now. As I'm filling, you know, time, I don't want to mess up the actual live announcement of the Giants pick, Zoo. So let me know, you know, just put your hand up and I'll throw to it and I'll make it less than 5 words. Travis Hunter from Florida. And I think, like, that's where his dad was at under parole or house arrest or however it is. You know, his dad was able to come up there. Now, like, I don't know. I think it's great. You know, maybe his dad will be able to go see him down there in Florida. Go, like, you don't got to go to Ohio. You don't have to go to Cleveland. Right? Joakim Noah said nobody wants to go to Cleveland. Good for him, good for this kid, and good for the Jaguars saying, okay, we're going to take a swing at this thing. To hell with them picks, right? And, you know, it's obviously pick swaps. I think when I read the, you know, the comp and the exchange, if I can go back to that, I only read what the, you know, Jaguars were giving up. If I can go back to it, they're kind of like, you know, it's not just Travis Hunter. There's some more in that deal. So I'll work on trying to find that as we bring calls in and as we wait for the Giants pick. And I think Zoo probably is going to chill on the calls, because once the Giants pick comes in, that's when we're going to get a flood of reactions and conversation and people talking about, okay, now what do we do and what does this mean and how does this work? Do we trade Kayvon? Do we trade back in to get into the first round? Let me see. So the Browns gave up the number 2 overall pick, and they're getting a 4th round pick and a 6th round pick in this year's draft from the Jaguars. And look, here's the Giants boardroom. You see Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, Brandon Brown. They just went away from it. This is history right now. It's in, I don't know, Zoo. They're doing the drone footage. Who's this walking to the stage to present the pick? I think we got to go to this now. It's Goodell. But then somebody's going to come to the stage on behalf of the Giants and announce the pick. Let's go to it. We got it? Hit it.
With the 3rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Abdul Carter, defensive end, Penn State.
Abdul Carter from Happy Valley. Are you happy with that, Giants fans? 888-808-1019. You did land one of the 2 generational players in this draft. Like, the 2 can't-miss prospects were Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter. The Jacksonville Jaguars swoop in to get Travis Hunter at 2. You stay put where you are, and you get Abdul Carter. This guy, his suit that he is rocking, this is like something you wear to church. He's got the big-ass chain, got the shades. This guy's a baller. He's a superstar in the making. He's going to wreak havoc. This is a guy that says that Lawrence Taylor is the best player in NFL history, and he's going to model his game after him. This is a guy that you put in and you plug him in right away, and you tell him pin his ears back and go and get after the quarterback, right? You know, there's a lot of people talking about the Giants and when they were good and having those guys up front, like Michael Strahan, like Justin Tuck, like OCU Manura. Well, you can never have too many pass rushers. They rotate these guys in and out. They try to keep these guys fresh so that late in the game, when that same offensive line is getting tired, you have guys with fresh enough legs to keep getting after them. And this is a young guy. This is a young guy straight out of Philly who said he's going to leave Philly behind once he comes to New York. There's a license plate guy, of course. Shout out to the license plate guy. Had to know he would be out there. And, yeah, there's a fresh blue jersey with Carter on it. What number is this kid going to wear? Can't wear 11. And I always love this right here. 6'3", 250 out of Penn State. They're going to give you the whole spiel. They're going to give you the whole, you know, highlight package of Abdul Carter. He's an edge rusher. He's coming off the edge, and he's just going to beat the tackle to the spot and get to the quarterback. And like I said, he might be better at that than Kayvon today. 888-808-1019 as we wait for Giants Nation, for people to call in. And I think everybody, for the most part, in these last, you know, few days, this last week, knew that it would be Abdul Carter at 3, no matter what happened at 1 or 2. Obviously, the surprise is that Jacksonville trades up to 2 with the Browns to get Travis Hunter. Woo, and that offense is going to be cooking. Now I'm starting to think about that. Brian Thomas Jr. and Travis Hunter. Trevor Lawrence, it's now or never. Liam Cohen, being an offensive mind, he's going to get that going for sure. I knew they weren't taking Ashton Jeanty. It never made any sense. But Giants fans, are you cool with this? Are you happy? Is this mid? Does this not make you that pumped up or excited that you lost all those games to get an edge rusher when you already had Kayvon Thibodeau, when you already had Chauncey Goldson, who you signed, who last offseason you traded for Brian Burns, paid him a lot of money? You already have arguably the best defensive tackle in the league. I just think that, you know, this makes you stronger. Now the strong point of the Giants, right? If you look at their team and their roster, what's the strongest part of their team? Their defensive line. 888-808-1019. Are you already on to, okay, it's a long night. It's a long draft. We've already seen Jacksonville trade up from 5 to 2 and what they gave up. What's it going to take the Giants to trade up? And how far are these quarterbacks going to slip now? Now is where it really gets interesting, because let's see what these picks in the top 10 shake out to be like. If no quarterback goes, how high do the Giants have to climb from round 2 to come back into round one to get the quarterback. And that's the whole thing with this first night. And they keep showing Shedeur Sanders in Canton, Texas. I guess they canceled the whole Colorado thing that they promoted because Shador's not there, and neither is Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter went to Green Bay. They had said that they were going to do like a pep rally type of thing at Colorado, but they keep showing this empty couch. It says legendary. Shador's podcast is too legendary, and he has scheduled tweets of legendary that go out every couple hours. And obviously, he's such a high-profile guy, being the son of Deion Sanders. They immediately cut to, you know, Deion Sanders after Travis Hunter gets selected. How far does Shedeur fall, and how does this play out? And do the Giants trade back into the first round and go Jackson Dart and not go Shedeur? I think they're probably going to lean Jackson Dart. Like, Shedeur could come off the board at some point, and then Jackson Dart is still there, so then that changes how high the Giants have to get. 888-808-1019. Last night, someone called and suggested that the Seahawks at 18 would be the trade partner with the Giants, and that's where you would have to get Shedeur Sanders or to get Jackson Dart. And a lot of people are thinking Shedeur could fall to 21, so you got to get ahead of the Steelers. But there's a chance that the Saints do have interest at number 9. But we got to see how these other picks after 3 shakeout from 4 to 10. Let me do this right now. It is halftime, and as we are looking at a commercial break in the NFL draft, you know, at halftime, I guess the Knicks made a run right before half. I guess they turned it on because they're going into the half up 66-53. That is very solid. That is very good. Let me try and see what went on here. Going to the box score. Who turned up? Okay, everybody in the starting five turned up for the most part. You know, Mikal Bridges went from only having a handful of points to having double-digit points. And Karl-Anthony Towns has 7. OG Anunoby, 18 points. Brunson, 13. As soon as I take my eyes off the Knicks game, they must have went on some runs to match the 9-0 run, the 10-0 run that the Detroit Pistons had. And it isn't the bench at all. It's all of their primary guys. Brunson, Cat, OG, and Bridges all have over double digits. So the way that this is looking in the second half, there's a good chance that you could have 4 of your starting 5 players with over 20 points, and that is spreading the wealth. That is a different look. That is a change in the plan of attack from Tom Thibodeau and the New York Knicks. I'm kind of upset that I missed it. I was locked in on the draft. They must have went on a run. They ended up outscoring Detroit 33-26 in the second quarter. The Knicks had 33 in the first, 33 in the second. Detroit had 27 in the first, 26 in the second. Let me go to team stats as I refresh here. In the team stats, where's the disparity? Field goal percentage. Knicks are hitting 50% of their field goals. Detroit, 38%. Knicks have knocked down 9 out of 19 threes. Detroit, 10 out of 19 threes. Where are they at with the rebounding? Because that was a big... There we go. 24 rebounds to 19 rebounds. The Knicks have 5 more rebounds than the Pistons, so they're actually crashing the boards and doing what they're supposed to in the first half. I know it's only the first half. They're also passing the ball, 15 assists to 9 assists. Clearly, there's been an effort to get everybody involved, move the ball around, find the open guy. Steals, active hands, that was crucial in the first game. 7 steals for the Knicks, 2 for the Pistons. Total turnovers, those steals, right? The Pistons have turned the ball over 8 times, the Knicks only 4. Points in the paint. I gotta watch and see if in this halftime report they'll give us some of the highlights, because the Knicks have 24 points in the paint. I just said Cat's got to get in the paint. Maybe it's not even him. Maybe it's Mikal Bridges with some of the mid-range. Brunson getting to the rack. OG, 24 points in the paint. That's 3 times as many as the Pistons have. Fouls, 10 fouls for the Knicks, 14 fouls for... Okay, we are going back to Wisconsin. The next pick is in. It's the New England Patriots. Go ahead and hit that, Zoo.
With the fourth pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Will Campbell, tackle, LSU.
See, you know, they make a lot about the short arm guy, and he said, hey, just turn on my film. You know, I've been balling for years. Nobody's ever said anything about the length of my arms. 888-808-1019. So now the first offensive lineman, first tackle comes off the board. And what does that mean? That means the Jets, who might be looking at Armon Membu, the tackle out of Missouri, will he fall to them in the next three picks, or will somebody take him before that? He's going to be the next tackle taken, we assume. And, yeah, we'll keep an eye on that, keeping an eye on the Knicks game, waiting for them to show these highlights. Again, the Knicks are up 13 points going into the second half. So they obviously went on a run and played some defense, and just refreshing Twitter here to try and get as much info as I can. Yeah, Field Yates already put the picture together. Man, that Travis Hunter number 12 jersey is going to sell. You know, he's got Brian Thomas Jr. right next to Travis Hunter. Who's stopping those two? Trevor Lawrence, throw the ball. Throw the ball up. Let's see. Okay, this is moving along this year. There must have been a message. The fifth pick is in on Twitter Zoo. If we can go there, the Browns swapped with the Jaguars at number 5. Do we have it?
No, they haven't announced it yet. That's just the classic Twitter before the podium.
Being out there in Green Bay. I won't ruin it. I'll let it be announced and let everybody hear it, just in case you're in your car, just in case you're not by a TV or an app with Twitter or Wi-Fi or any of that, waiting on the fifth pick. So right now, we just got the Patriots' fourth pick, Will Campbell, the offensive tackle out of LSU. Right before that, obviously the Giants picked at number 3, Abdul Carter. Giants fans, call us up. Tell us how you feel about getting a guy that profiles to be a Micah Parsons type. And then obviously at number 2, the Jacksonville Jaguars traded with the Browns. The Browns are on the clock now in the position that the Jaguars were in. Let's take a break here. When we come back, we'll have the Browns pick at 5 and probably be queued up for the next pick at 6. And then it's the Jets at 7. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. BRB.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Abdul Carter, defensive end, Penn State.
And Jelly now, one timeout, but can't take a sack, really. 16 seconds to go. Two left, two to the near side. And Jelly juggles the snap, back hit, and down he goes, back at the 24-yard line. Abdul Carter.
Named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year and a unanimous All-American, Abdul Carter is the best pass rusher in the draft. In his final collegiate season, he tallied 12 sacks, 66 pressures, and led college football with 24 tackles for loss. He's an explosive athlete with speed and burst off the snap, alongside the power to move tackles into the backfield. Some scouts believe he is the best overall prospect in the draft altogether.
And we're back. Welcome to New York, Abdul Carter. Welcome back into WFAN, the Fan in New York, the home of the Giants. Giants fans, dial 888-808-1019 so we can get your reactions to a guy that could be a gold jacket guy, could be an all-pro, could be defensive player of the year. Now let's go back to Green Bay for the number 5 overall pick. Get you caught up with who the Browns took with the swap with Jacksonville.
With the fifth pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Mason Graham, defensive tackle, Michigan.
So there was some conversation earlier in this show about Mason Graham potentially falling to the Jets. I did not think that was going to happen. Some mock drafts did have him falling to 9, but he's arguably the best interior defensive lineman there, as now we're seeing Linemen come off the board, the first tackle gone, the first D lineman gone. The picks are actually, I am pleasantly surprised how quickly these picks are moving. There must be a memo sent. There must have been some type of effort by the NFL to say, hey, we can't go to midnight tonight. You guys know who you want. Put the card in, and let's get these guys out there. So I have it all right in front of me, but I will not reveal it to you until we can go to the actual audio. We can continue to do that. But again, I'm taking calls at 888-808-1019. It's wide open. We'd like to talk to Giants fans, whether you're happy, whether you're sad, whether you're in between, whether you're already off the number three pick and you're now really waiting and hoping with some type of suspense for the Giants to trade back into the first round to take a quarterback. Now the picks are actually happening, and here we go with the number six overall pick, the Vegas Raiders.
With the sixth pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Las Vegas Raiders select Ashton Jeanty, running back, Boise State.
A running back at six? There he is. And Tom Brady is obviously involved in that conversation. Pete Carroll, Spytek, the new GM, is involved in that conversation. They had terrible running back play. They were relying on like Amir Abdullah and I forget the other guy in the beginning of the year. People actually drafted him in fantasy. I'm like, no. They had no running backs. So immediately, Ashton Jeanty goes to Las Vegas, and good for him. He stays out west, not that far from Boise State. And he goes to a team where he's RB1 right away. Now, will he be Saquon? No, I don't think he's going to be Saquon. They need a lot more out there, but they got Geno Smith, and they got a couple receivers, and they have Brock Bowers. So he steps into an offense where if he can be a game breaker, if he can break those long runs, as they're showing on ESPN right now, as we've seen him, you know, break a couple tackles at the line of scrimmage and then take it to the house 50, 60 yards. If he can be a home run hitter like that and flip the field, maybe he could be Saquon, and I think he's going to try and pattern his game after Saquon. But Saquon is able to do that because of the big boys up front, because of the threat on the outside with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and even the threat that his quarterback poses as a run threat. 888-808-1019. The Knicks are into the second half. During halftime, I was in here talking to Rami, and Rami was filling me in about the run that the Knicks went on. I think they went on to like 20-3 run, or maybe a 23-3 run to end the first half. And now the Pistons have come out in the second half with a 13-4 run of their own. It is 70-66 Knicks, so that 13-point lead has already evaporated a little bit. I told Rami, hey, I'm watching the draft. I can't really watch the ins and outs of the game. I got both on. I've got the Knicks game on my MacBook. I've got the draft on my screen, and I've got Zoo in my ear telling me when the picks are coming in and some people talking on Twitter and in the live chat. I'm like, Rami, come in here. Maybe after the third quarter, we'll get Rami to come in here, and definitely when the game is over, since he's able to watch the game in real time and tell us what he's seen. So 888-808-1019. Still taking calls, looking for any reaction from the Giants fans on Abdul Carter. But it's hard to react when we've been reacting all week. Everybody's kind of known that Abdul Carter was going at three. We've kind of known since Brian Daboll went out to breakfast with him or whatever it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, for sure. And listen, now that we're sitting here, we all have marinated in Abdul Carter and everything that he is and potentially could be, as we heard on that scouting report. You know, they're saying he's probably the best prospect in this draft. I can't disagree with that. I love this kid. But for me as a Jet fan, the Jets are sitting on the clock. Mason Graham just went at five. I mean, that's a guy I desperately wanted. I desperately wanted him on this team. I thought he was the perfect fit to stick alongside Big Q and start actually letting that man eat the way that he is supposed to. And I think Graham would be able to as well, because nobody would be able to contain that duo. But now that he's gone, I really look at this spot, and I mean, listen, you could go out and you can get an offensive lineman. I almost want to trade down, and I'm always a fan of trading down. I don't think they're going to do that, but like that would be the dream scenario for me. Like if I was playing Madden right now and I was in control, I'd be trading back.
We already saw a first-year GM trade up. We haven't seen anybody but the Browns trade back. It's all about calls, right? So clearly we heard reports just 2 days ago that the Browns and the Giants were fielding calls, and obviously the Browns had a call with Jacksonville that it takes two to tango. They both decided on a move, and it got done. As the sun has now set in Green Bay and it's dark, we are patiently waiting for the alert that the Jets pick is in. I do not expect them to move at all. I expect them to make the sexy pick. Take Tyler Warren. Two Penn State guys in the first seven picks. Make the sexy pick. Take this tight end who is like, he's not just like a tight end. I know it's a deeper tight end draft, but this is a guy that I think can come in and be an instant impact game changer. You didn't take Brock Bowers last year. You took Olufashinu out of Penn State last year. Make the sexy pick. You can find other offensive tackles that I think will be, you know, fine in the second round. This tight end to me is just head and shoulders above the rest of the tight ends in Tyler Warren. And, you know, this sexy pick for Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn to start their regime, it fits a need, and I think it's just going to fire the fan base up. I remember I made the tie to John Riggins being drafted, I think, 6th overall by the Jets all those years ago, and Tyler Warren saying that his dad showed him highlights of John Riggins, and that's why he wore number 44, because his dad told him, when you get the ball in your hands, you run violent like this. This is how you're supposed to run. Make it happen. The Jets are on the clock. We are waiting. They just went to commercial. I'm expecting them to come back and have the pick in, and I'm not going to lie, I'm cheating right now, refreshing Twitter to see if anybody, yep, I do have it. I do have the pick.
Uh-oh.
I gotta chill, because as soon as I hit refresh 1 minute ago, it is there, and I know anybody listening that is on Twitter and some folks that are watching me live on the stream in the chat, Mo B in the chat says J-E-T-S. Anthony Caputo says the Jets just picked. So we are waiting for them to come back from commercial break on ESPN, and then we will throw to the Jets pick, and you'll hear the live call from Green Bay. Again, Keith McPherson on the fan, no calls. But I understand, you're watching the Knicks game, you're watching the draft right now. If you're listening and you already knew what was going to go down with Abdul Carter going to the Giants, it's not really a shock. I wonder what WFAN was like the night that Daniel Jones got picked. I don't know if I was listening. 2019, who was on?
I feel like I was working.
You probably were. But maybe they weren't on in real time. Maybe they didn't get on until later that night.
No, I actually think we might have had a draft show with Boomer and Phil Sims that night. I'm not sure if it was that year or not, but we definitely had one at one point with them. And, I mean, I don't remember the reaction to Daniel Jones getting drafted, but I definitely think that people were willing to give him a chance. Like, I don't think it was negativity when D. Jones got brought in. I don't remember fully, but
The fans were negative. Like, I saw this video today from Barstool where this guy's like, you had Josh Allen. Josh Allen's going to get a gold jacket. Not Josh Allen, the quarterback from the Buffalo Bills, the pass rusher that came out of Kentucky and went to
Jacksonville.
He's like, Dwayne Haskins was still there, and they ended up getting Dexter Lawrence right after. And obviously, Daniel Jones was the second quarterback taken because Kyler Murray was taken first that year. But I just remember people freaking out. There's a video of some kids in their living room. One kid just is like on the floor gyrating. Okay, the Jets pick is in on TV, Zoo. Let me know when you have it. There it is. Send it.
With the seventh pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Armon Membu, Missouri, tackle.
Not the sexy pick, but on brand with this quiet, all-business, professional Jets regime. I talked about this earlier in the week, that this is what I think they're going to do, that I want them to make the sexy pick. No, they're going to make the smart pick, which is we don't need to be flashy. We don't need to make headlines. We don't need anybody to talk about us. Armon Membu, nobody is leading their draft show talking about the Jets taking Armon Membu out of Missouri at 7. But looking at him, he looks like he's got some, I mean, I don't know if his last name is African or not, but he looks like he's got some African ties. Him and Olufashinu, they're probably going to hit it off. Those are your two tackles now. You have two bookends, Fashinu at left tackle, Armon Membu at right tackle.
And, bro, let me just say this. You talk about watching where people came from, viewing maybe how people might go, their tendencies, where they come from, what helped them learn in this league. And you look at Muji, you look at Aaron Glenn. I mean, especially with Glenn, he's been there from the day one with everybody over there in Detroit. He built that thing with an offensive line. And that's what they're doing here. They're trying to get the guy that is going to be the force of this group the same way that Penei Sewell has been for Detroit. And hopefully with both of those guys, like you mentioned Fashanu last year and Membo this year, I think that it's going to be one of those opportunities for the Jets to have their guy here. And Keith, if you don't mind me saying right now, we actually do have ourselves a little scouting report on our man the Jets just picked. Let's play it right here.
Armand Membo, tackle, Missouri. An eye-popping athlete, he sports a 32-inch vertical jump and a 600-pound squat. Membo is a polished pass protector with quick footwork and tremendous body control. With clear NFL traits, he has high-level upside. The one issue is he's undersized for a tackle, standing at just 6'4". He may struggle against power rushers early on, but even so, his athleticism and ability in blitz pickup give him the potential to become a reliable starter at the next level.
Thanks for that scouting report, Connor Gang Green. Connor's a Jets fan. Hopefully, wherever Connor is, he's happy with the pick. Breaking news coming from the G-Men. The fifth-year option for Kayvon Thibodeau has been picked up. Correct, Zoo? Correct.
Yes, it has. Straight from the mouth of Joe Shane.
Okay, and I see now, as I'm refreshing Twitter, the Joe Shane and Dave Bull are talking about, you know, how Abdul Carter jumped off the film as a true freshman, and we're starting to get more picks. The picks are moving faster. Maybe they told him we cannot take all night with these picks. If you know who you want, run it. And, the Jets make that pick. And Zoo took the words right out of my mouth. Penei Sewell was the 7th overall pick for the Detroit Lions at tackle in 2021. So kind of like history repeating itself and me saying like I'm interested to see, you know, what they do with this team and what type of guys they pick. You don't need the sexy pick of the tight end. That's like a luxury. That's a splash pick. They have a hole at right tackle. They go and get a guy that could play right tackle for the next 10 years. And also the learning curve, just from my opinion, like for a tackle in this league, not saying that it's much, you know, different for a tight end, but you plug in a tackle, he should be able to start day one. He should be able to start day one. So good pick for the Jets. They do the businesses. It's been quiet, not sexy pick. And they get a guy that some people had as a top tackle, you know, based off of the criticism of, you know, the arm length of the guy that the Patriots took out of LSU, Will Campbell. Okay, 888-808-1019. We got to break it down right here, and Marco will hit you with the update. 2 hours down, 3 hours to go. We're watching the draft. We're watching the Knicks. We're waiting for you to join the show. Call us now. Keep McPherson on the fan. I will be right back.
Talk Yankees and Mets all season long. WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM-HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. WFAN.